This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time for the official Talk Radio Countdown program. This is no secret. There are people everywhere talking about this program. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I hear countless times during the week that this, and from some professionals in the business who listen to you and I, they think this is the best radio that I do of all the things that I do. They like listening to you and me do the countdown every week.
That's amazing. I've been walking around keeping it quiet. I thought it was a secret. You told me that you don't want anybody not to know that we do this.
Their radio is based on having as few listeners as possible.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Well, you say they're people professionals, so you pay them to listen. Is that what you're saying? They're professionals?
Well, actually, in a way, yeah, this one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
So I can tell my family and friends that I do this?
Yeah.
Great.
I would.
And if I were to ask you, I feel like I'm coming out of the radio closet.
Yes, I think you probably are. Okay. You've awoken, so to speak.
Let's use every cliche we can.
Exactly. Right.
About current events.
So, you know. If I were to ask you, though, which one of all of the programs that I do every week, you would say it was the American Family Farmer. That's what you like best.
I think you're a wonderful broadcaster, and I think it's borne out by the, you know, it's
how many years I've been doing it,
and people that are listening to this, whether they're few or many, they're listening to it because they're listening to you, and you know, I'm kind of like a cherry on the sundae. But the fact is that in terms of you as a person, because I've known you for a long time, I think that your work on the American Family Farmer is not necessarily my favorite Doug Steffen show or your best one. I think it's the one that utilizes your passions and skills most productively in terms of the country, in terms of the marketplace.
What help it brings to people, amongst other things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think
that's what we're here to do.
Yeah,
right?
I think that agriculture is a very is a overlooked area of the our society and the economy. So
we're not thinking about our food sources. We're not thinking about our
health
and well-being. No, we're not.
So I always encourage you to pursue that in all of your work, because you are an outspoken, experienced expert in it. But I also like the fun side of you, and I also like the side of you that thumbs your nose at tradition. Shall we do the stories?
Please. Yes, let's not thumb our nose at the reason we're here. Please.
Well, you do that all the time.
Thank you.
You're like Casey Kasem saying, and now we're going to work our way up to number one. But we've heard that so many times.
It's a countdown extra.
Let's head up. I'm going to imitate Casey Kasem. Don't talk over me. Have rubber achievement for the imitation. At number 10, King Charles III, his coronation. At number 9,
did you watch that? Wait, hold on a second. Did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I did, but not live. I slept on Saturday morning, and then I watched
at 2 o'clock.
I watched the part where they put the crown on his head.
Yeah,
good. And I'll give you 10 more seconds on it. I'm astonished that they get away with that.
How do you mean?
In the UK. That they get away with that nonsense.
Well, with wonderful. All the pomp and circumstance, they love it.
It's wonderful nonsense.
They love it.
He loves it. But but taking a couple of, as we used to say in Brooklyn, altacockers, and
I don't want to know what that means.
A couple of altacockers, and sticking these giant crowns on their head. Think of about it. There's the picture of Charles and Camilla, Queen Camilla and King Charles III, with their outfits on, and it's astonishingly silly. Mm. But I respect it.
The only one who gets that is Harry.
Yeah.
Apparently,
he's another piece of work. Mm-hmm. So I checked it out a little bit to spend hours watching that. You got to be kidding!
Yeah.
King Charles III's coronation was 10. Artificial intelligence, otherwise known as AI, but it always makes you crazy because it reads like Al. Whenever you say it looks like Al Concerns, number 9. Mm-hmm. The Russia-Ukraine war is 8. Number 7. The COVID emergency has been declared over. Now we can run around without our masks on and feel confident. The bugs have been
running naked in the streets. We are now.
Yeah.
It's, no more shots necessary.
In a manner of speaking. At number 6, deadly Texas shooting. At number 5, Biden family investigation. Number 4, Santos charged.
Is Santos coming to town?
Right,
Georgie Santos coming to town.
Do you believe him? Do you believe
that it shows you the state of the American electorate that some boob. How many other boobs do we have in American politics, whether it be nationally or locally? How many people like this who are so. The right word for him? He's a malcontent, malfeasance. He's just a mal.
You know what he is? He's a mal boob.
Mal boob.
That's good. A mal boob.
Like new word.
Yeah. Yep. At number three, we have the debt ceiling. At number 2, we have Trump's legal battles, and that is tied at number 2 with that event that took place on CNN this week, the CNN town hall.
The event.
The events, right. the television political event.
Yes.
And number 9, the issue with migrants and immigration at number 1. On our 10 list, we have at number... on our people list, rather, we have a 10 list. We have at number 10, King Charles III and Prince Harry, whom you mentioned, are tied at number 10. Vladimir Putin at 9, James Comer at 8, George Santos at 7, Kevin McCarthy at 6. Number 5 is Alejandro Mayorkas. At number 4, Jean Carroll. Caitlin Collins is 3. Number 2 is Donald Trump. And number 1 is Joe Biden. And another week in the history books.
All right. So let's tie number 3 on the people is Caitlin Collins to town hall, which is number 2. Where did this woman come from? I never heard of her before. How did she get the job of doing the town hall with Donald Trump? Was this a setup?
She's 31 years old. She's an up-and-coming star at CNN. She has got pretty strong journalistic credentials. She's very nice-looking in terms of telegenic. And she is with Poppy Harlow, and on that morning show on CNN Don Lemon just got fired from.
Okay, so...
That's who she is.
I think she should be fired because I think she made this too much about her, which is the problem with so-called journalists today. They make it about them. She's trying to do the gotcha stuff, and Trump made her look foolish. I didn't... there was nothing about the Trump thing that I thought was exciting. He does his usual name-calling, and look at me, I'm here, yada, yada. But then she made it easy for him to be him because of her... trying to be the star of the show. And do you agree with my assessment?
No, I don't. I find it interesting.
Okay.
I can't disagree with your assessment because that's your assessment.
Yeah.
This is all subjective.
That's true.
I don't have an assessment. I find this whole thing very sad. So when I watch things like this, I get very depressed. Is not the word. Sad is the word.
Mm-hmm.
I think that. Doing what she tried to do and come out of it with dignity and credibility as a tough moderator who is going to call people on the facts and as she knows them, etc., is a very daunting task. So I have to say what you're saying is probably the result of either ill planning on the part of the CNN managers and directors who put this thing together, or the nature of the times.
How can you not know what Donald Trump, or how he's going to respond to questions like that? How can you not know he's going to take, as soon as you mention E. Jean Carroll, he's going to take a shot at her. And by the way, she says she's going to sue him again because of what he said in the town hall meeting.
That could turn that into a series. That could, that show could run for 10 years, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
CNN is in a very awkward place right now in terms
of grabbing
what I call positioning. You know, everybody jockeys for positions. It's like a race, and everybody's trying to run in everybody's lane and push people out of the way in terms of these news organizations. Yeah. And that's what's going on. We're seeing jockeying for position as things are in flux in terms of all of these different news outlets running their race in their lane. They're not staying in their lane. And CNN's trying to decide where they want to position themselves in terms of taking advantage of the severe partisanship and polarization and fractionalization that is afflicting the American population.
That's why I like News Nation, frankly, that of the TV shows that are around. I don't watch news. I don't watch these other channels. But in the evening, I often take in Cuomo for a little bit, and Dave Matthews, I think, is the other guy's name, and Banfield. She's, I think they do a very good job with the news. Hello, what a concept. About, anyway, I've said
a very good friend, when I say friend, somebody I've known for years and that you've known for years, Lee Harris, who
went to work for them. Yeah.
Is going to work for them in New York.
Yeah.
Why that's a big deal, folks, in terms of talk radio, news radio, is he had one of the most enviable jobs, and he did it masterfully.
Fabulous. Oh, my God, what a great, broadcaster extraordinaire.
Morning host on WINS in New York, which is almost as big, maybe bigger, than being the mayor of New York.
Yeah, right. The morning news station.
Yep.
Yeah. For 30 years he did it.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
And they hired him at, he's also a genius when it comes to technology. He is one of those, he's always
his own
talkers. Yeah, he's fabulous.
Yeah,
and we always engage in a great conversation. Every time we have a talkers convention, I love seeing him, listening to his stories about what's going on. And he's very smart because he turns around and wants to know what I'm doing, which I think is cool. Good, smart guy. Good for him. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Thank you. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Three after the hour now from the O department. Here's social media trending stories. A couple of things about Kelly Clarkson that need a response, because apparently there are those who working on the show are treating others not well, and she's not responsible. Well, she kind of is responsible because it's her show, but she's trying to root out the problem, if I am reading between the lines here, Jay. She says she loves her team, and she says if anybody's feeling unheard or disrespected, that's unacceptable. But how this sort of smells a little bit like what was going on with Ellen to me, frankly. Yes, am I on the right page?
In a way. I don't know. I feel like Ellen was called out, though, too, where a lot of people have been very adamant that Kelly herself was not the problem. Nobody felt like she was attacking anybody. It was other people. And I think that when you have a, like, Kelly Clarkson on a TV show like this, and you are the host, one of the higher-ups, I think you are, in turn, I don't want to say protected, but people don't tell you everything that's going on.
Yeah. Well, maybe, I guess she's realized that she needs to know what's going on. She's got a lot of things going on in her life, and, you know, maybe she gives off some of that stuff. I guess it depends on how big the production company is. You're right, how significant the program is. Here, I have to know, and I want to know everything that's going on, with the limit of, you know, what I can control and what I can do to help people make it a better work environment. But I don't know everything that's going on down at the USA Network in Dallas. I don't want to know, other than how it affects the production of the program, frankly. And so I think in this circumstance, you wonder, is she on American Idol or The Voice? Which one is she on?
The Voice. She came Voice. From, she was the OG American Idol, the very first season.
Winner, right.
She's coaching on The Voice. And with Kelly Clarkson, she's even going to put herself, she's going to go through this herself, but she's going to put her entire team, all of the staff, and the managers through training so that people know how to really act better, I guess.
Yeah, so you think that you know that, right? You'd think people would know how to act better, but it isn't instinctive, apparently. All right, coming up in a moment, a discussion of where Demi Lovato is in the world of whatever her current diagnosis is. We'll talk about that after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Go on and try to tear me down.
This is Demi Lovato. It's amazing to me, Jay, how influential some of these performers are and how interested people are in their lives, their careers, their private life. I'm going back for a moment to Taylor Swift, about whom we spoke earlier, talking about the fan. You can see some of that footage, and people as intrigued as they are with, oh, what, Taylor Swift, what's going on? So do they have the same feeling about Demi Lovato? She's been around for quite a while.
Yes,
now,
absolutely. She was the Disney Channel. She came out in front of the Disney Channel and then still acting and singing. And she has had a tough life and going into rehab, even relapsing, almost dying. But she is discussing her bipolar diagnosis, which she revealed in 2011, but saying that she's so happy she had it, it felt like a relief because now she had answers for why she'd been feeling the way she had been feeling for so long.
Yeah. Well, it's good for people to read these sorts of things and then be able to relate. I think that's why it's good. 28 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Ukrainian capital Kyiv has been targeted by further Russian air attacks, described by one official as exceptional in density. Ukraine authorities said all 18 missiles were shot down and footage showed air defenses destroying targets over the city. At least three people were injured, which used both drones and missiles. Russia has stepped up its air campaign in recent weeks ahead of an expected Ukrainian offensive to expel the Russian invaders. An unidentified 18-year-old male armed with at least three guns roamed through a northwestern New Mexico community near Four Corners. firing randomly at cars and houses yesterday, killing three people and injuring six others, including two police officers, before he was shot by police. The Farmington, New Mexico police chief.
At least six houses and three cars were shot in the course of the event as a suspect randomly fired at whatever entered his head to shoot at.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup. No, it isn't either. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio Roundup is the ancillary piece that goes with every week. We have 2 hours of discussion about the charts on talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. Right. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You had an oomph. There
I'm providing you with little bumper sounds.
No.
But it's cool. Like, you know, you say something, you go, I make use of every ounce of sound available to me.
Good for you. All right, so let's talk about a couple of the characters that are on the list this week, shall we?
Yes.
You want to pick two characters? I'll have two characters I picked out already. You want to see if my characters agree?
We, Well, we had fun earlier this morning with King Charles III and his wife, the Queen. Well, we already talked about them and Prince Harry. They're there. Mm-hmm. George Santos is an endlessly fascinating character for the purpose of this type of conversation. I find there Kevin McCarthy boring. E. Jean Carroll, I don't know the woman. And Caitlin Collins, we've already talked about. What can we say about Trump and Biden? Alejandro Mayorkas, I don't necessarily know much about him.
Good. I like pronouncing his name. That's the only useful
thing. Yeah, it's fun to have things, you know, they roll off the tongue. You know, yeah. Alejandro Mayorkas.
Right.
But I guess George Santos is... you know, he's Vladimir Putin, you know. Well, George Santos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. George Santos is taking money from Vladimir Putin to influence what goes on in America. Did you know that? It's everywhere.
Huh? You just touched on something that the journalists don't cover this enough. Mm-hmm. Where the hell did George Santos get all that money?
Where'd he come from?
Yeah, you know.
Where was he before he ran for Congress?
He's a deep fake.
Yeah, he is.
As a person, he's the result of 3D printing gone amok.
Yeah. But he's also a product of the system that allows, if not encourages, nutbirds like him and Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and all these others on both sides that are fringe elements of their party at best. And yet they get in to positions of power and influence because people don't get the way the system works. And so these people become punchlines when, in fact, they are corrupting and ruining our government because they don't do their job. Their job, as far as they're concerned, is to take care of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, but George Santos hides from the press, whereas AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene do everything they can to get attention. This guy is... All I ever see is this goofy-looking guy. Pardon that, because who am I to say?
He's goofy.
But there's something goofy about him. Running away from reporters.
Right.
I mean, who ever saw a politician constantly running away from reporters? And he's shameless. Mm-hmm. And he's running again. Yeah. And he's, well, you know, he's now been indicted on 13 counts of fraud. $500,000 bond. Where did he get the money? You know, who's loaning that to him? But where did he get the money? Who is financing this guy?
That's George Soros.
Yeah, hey, George Soros, can we get a loan from George Soros?
Right.
You know, he finances everything. Everything is
well,
George Soros.
This week, the people who like Trump started a rumor, and the rumor was based around George Soros. What's his first name? It is George, isn't it? Soros?
Yeah, it's George.
Yeah. Funding the DeSantis campaign. And so he's now known as DeSoros and not DeSantis. Yeah, that one? Yeah. Oh, my God, these people. So anyway, just to, even though DeSantis is not on the list this week, let's do a countdown extra with him talking about maybe he's smarter than we think he is, but I don't look upon him as being a very smart guy. When you take on Disney and somebody like Bob Iger, you're going to come out on the short end of the stick. He didn't
in need, Florida.
Yeah, right. So the poll that's out this week, there's a government, a YouGov poll that shows most Americans are not at all moved by Mr. DeSantis' anti-woke war against Disney, which is a centerpiece, so he thought, before all this blew up in his face, of his presidential campaign. He was going to try to convince voters that I care. Look at me. I'm taking on the biggest, most powerful entertainment corporation in the world. And yet he looks like a blubbering fool because at every turn, they win and he loses.
Yeah. Well, he's using the power of government to fight wokeness. Wokeness is a social problem. It becomes a political problem, but it's a social problem. There are much bigger issues that governors and presidents should deal with than the culture wars, which is low-hanging fruit to get people all riled up about crap that the government can't control anyway.
Right. And so, but taking on as he did, it just, I don't know, for me, anyways, I thought it through, it just seems
he's a megalomaniac.
That may be. That could very well be.
You know.
Right. You know what else? We need to wish all moms listening to this program this weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And so moms listening, Apparently, there are a lot of people who are streaming this program, more women than men and more moms than dads. You got that out of looking.
You're kidding.
No. Well, why would I kid about something like that? Hmm. I'd kid about, you know, what Mother's Day. What, I had a game on the air on the Good Day program about just asking your mother, trying to figure out what your mother's favorite things were. How about a, you know, a movie or a car or what's your, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow, wow.
My pretty provocative, huh?
Raindrops on roses.
And yes, right. Okay, so number six this week has to do with the shooting in Texas, but I think this goes further than that. Let's go back to Florida for a moment, Michael, with your comments on the 13-year-old who was shot by a police officer in a gun battle. A 13-year-old had a gun and fired at a police officer. He was being chased through a residential neighborhood. The officer, one of them at least, got shot by this 13-year-old. Was in the hospital for several days. One officer was shot in the foot. This is, by the way, in Lakeland, which is between Tampa and Orlando, for those of you who don't know this area. And not far, actually, from where Dr. Ken is one of the participants in our Good Day program. So here, this guy, the officer hears gunshots, Michael, and he goes to investigate. And so he finds that a 13-year-old is chasing a 14-year-old, and a 19-year-old trying to protect the 14-year-old is shot by the 13-year-old. You following this so far?
Mm-hmm.
And so the chief of police says that they took out after, they didn't even know which one was the bad guy when they started chasing all these kids. They just heard the gunshots. And so the kid, instead of shooting the 14-year-old, or the 14-year-old was with the 13-year-old, I haven't quite figured this out yet, they start shooting, instead of shooting at the other kid they were chasing, they shoot at the police.
Mm-hmm.
And at 13 years old, you're a hardened criminal. Where'd he get the gun?
Well, do you know any of the answers to these questions?
No, I'm asking you. You always have the answers.
Oh, well, I think, after thinking about this deeply, that it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Funny. It's just ridiculous.
It's guns, bad. I've run out of words to describe this culture of violence that permeates our country, where now it's seeping into everyday activity by every person. People are afraid to go to the mall, go to a restaurant, go to the movies, go to a game, go to the theater, walk down the street. It's, you know, you don't know when it's going to come. You don't know from where it's going to come. And you don't know if it's going to come. This is terrible. And how do we turn this around? That's the question.
It is the question. Yep. And we spend more time talking about that and not trying to fix the problem, being amused by Donald Trump. Again, all the laughter and the mocking and the town hall thing. And maybe I'm making too much of this, except it troubles me because this has become the standard. He sets the standard for the conversation, for the interviews. He makes fun of people, called E. Jean Carroll a whack job, and then he tells the story kind of when he encountered her, and he said he owned the hotel next door, so why would I bring her into a dressing room in Bergdorf Goodman? Why would I just bring her next door to my hotel? I suppose there's a point to that, maybe.
Maybe she didn't want to go with him.
Well,
how would he bring her there, kicking and screaming?
Yeah.
I mean, now listen, I'm going to rape you. Do you prefer the dressing room, or would you like to come next door to my hotel?
And the guy's running for president, and has been president. All right, more coming up.
And in the minds of many, he's still president.
Yeah, right, exactly. They want him to be. All right, we're going to talk about some of the nuance that's in Talkers Magazine. That's the reason that we're here in the Talk Radio Countdown show. Again, you can get the list of all of these stories, the official list in order, gooddayshow.com, talkers.com. Right now, Good Day and Talkers, well, I don't know about Talkers, but Good Day and the Talk Radio Countdown show want you to know about Balance 7. Balance 7 is something that will help you with lots of different problems. You got heartburn?
acid indigestion. You've heard those commercials for years. Have you got acid indigestion? And then they'll offer a solution. Okay, so I have acid indigestion. I have problems with gluten. And I know this stuff works. Balance 7. So if you're wanting to balance, that's what they call it, balance 7. It's in the middle of the scale. It runs from 1 to 14. So balance 7 puts you right in the middle, balancing alkalinity and acidity in your body. If you don't have a healthy gut, you will not be a healthy person. So let's make you healthy. Let's have your body defend you and itself from anything that might attack you. Balance 7 will be your friend forever. Check it out. Balance 7, 800-793-9039. If you mention my name, Doug, you will get $15 off your order. You'll get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin coming from the same producer. You get free shipping and, best of all, you don't like it, it doesn't work, get a money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose. 800-793-9039. Write that number down. Mention my name, Doug, and you get the extraordinary offer that I just outlined. 800-793-9039. Feel better with Balance 7.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What do you think? Yes?
You could so do the vocals for any film score.
I don't think there's been there's no lyric line to the theme from Star Wars.
No, but you can get the do-do-do-do-do's.
Yeah.
You crush those.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So as soon as we find Chucker, who seems to have disappeared from the planet, he was there and then he was gone. He's like magic, right? Chucker is a magician. He's here and then he's gone. I thought it was interesting to see what's going on with Meg Ryan, Jay. This is Movie Moments, by the way, on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug and Chucker when we find him. So Ryan is going to do a romantic comedy with David Duchovny. The movie is called What Happens Later. So she's been gone for about 7 or 8 years, right? She had her face fixed and it looks awful. I wonder if they fix it again so it doesn't look so that she's not unrecognizable. This rom-com is something she wrote, and apparently she's directing it as well, Jay.
That's exciting. I have seen a little bit about this where it is supposed to be more of an evolved while still nostalgic sense.
Yeah.
The romantic comedy thing. Mm-hmm. So this should be fun. I've always liked Meg Ryan. I like a lot of the stuff she does. There's this one movie called The Women.
Yeah.
That I think is just fantastic. She is great.
I thought the two that she did with Tom Hanks it were basically the same movie times.
Oh,
Sleepless
yeah,
in Seattle.
You've Got Mail and Sleepless
in
Seattle.
Those but the best great. One of them all, the best one, was When Harry Met Sally.
That oh, one. Iconic.
Yeah. Really fabuloso. Anyway, so she's got this new movie following a pair of ex-lovers who unexpectedly reunite for the first time in decades after a snowstorm leaves them both stuck in an airport. That's an interesting idea, right? Ryan's character...
It sounds like a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Yeah, it does.
Christmas
yeah,
movie,
right.
I should say.
Yeah,
Hallmark Christmas
right.
movie.
Yep. She's an independent spirit, so she describes herself. And Duchovny is someone who was married to somebody else, got separated, and trying to reassess his life. He's got problems with his wife and his daughter. He wants to go home. But anyway, they get stuck at the airport, so they find themselves drawn together. So what do you suppose would happen in real life if that were... Is this a synopsis for reality? One would wonder.
Some things can happen. Yeah. I think it just has to be the two right people with the right chemistry at the right time of their lives. And because a lot of times what... That trope of romantic comedies and stuff, and then if something happens in real life, like a guy serenades a girl and she's like, total creeper, you are a creeper. Or the meet cute where in the film where a girl might, I don't know, whatever, and then in real life the guy's like, okay, this chick is a clinger.
All right, looks like speaking of what's at the box office, looks like Guardians of the Galaxy won again, not only here in America for the second weekend, but for those of you who care, I don't, but I saw this headline, China box office, Guardians wins. So why do we care?
A lot of people like the comic book movies, especially the Marvel versus DC debates. But I think that Ant-Man, the most recent Ant-Man, was such a disappointment for a lot of people. It still did great at the box office, but the storyline itself, I think that a lot of people liked where the Guardians of the Galaxy went. It kind of, from what I have heard, I have yet to see it. I want to see it, but it seems like it went back to the first one, the Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one. The sequel, it was good, but not super great, and I think that this, the third one, took it back to the OG.
All right, so let's see here. Guardians of the Galaxy was in first place. The Super Mario Brothers was in second place. Let's see here. The Book Club. That's a new movie. I want to see that with those... The ladies that were in the first book club.
Oh, that's the Sally Field one, right?
Yeah, right. That's let's see. That's number three. Are You There, God? Is number four. It's one of the God movies that actually has sort of universal
the book.
Appeal.
Mm-hmm. Are You There, God? Right. It's me, Margaret. Yeah, so Rachel McAdams is in that. She's fantastic.
I like her a lot. Isn't she married to James Bond? Is that Rachel McAdams she's married
to? No, that's Rachel Weisz.
Oh, okay. All right, and Evil Dead, that's a Chucker favorite. That's number five. All right, so Love Again is number six. John Wick has fallen off to number eight. Okay, so that's the box office total scene. I'm sure when we find Chucker tomorrow, we'll probably get an update on that. Meanwhile, update yourself to have a good day from the Good Day folks. If you're leaving us now, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.